This is GQDN for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have free games again. Yes, we do. We got some accessories from Sony. Yes, we do. And how do you cancel your GTA Plus on PlayStation? But this is the race to world first, and this is how we start whenever there's a race to world first. Via Raider.io. Echo's not there yet. Method's not there yet. Right now, Dark Vitality's in third on the first boss, Nexali, the Soul Courier. And right now they're at 87.2%. The Frost Wolf Clan's in second place on the first boss, 86.43%. And the Early Shift is at 30.95%. They're in first right now. Splits are being done by the other raiders, and that is what's going on right now in the race to world first. But we got some other news to talk about too, because some fans are getting nervous, because according to Pure Xbox, they're fearing the worst as leaks are becoming very serious, I should say. And the leaks has not yet stopped over the past few days. There are two that are very alarming. One shows a brief cutscene suggesting that the leaker accessed the story details in GTA 6, while another shows them shooting the word leak into a wall, indicating that they have a playable version of the game. Paul Tessie got up on X and talked about this, said, quote, "This guy spelling leak on the wall with bullets, meaning he is someone else, is actually playing GTA 6 build rather than digging up existing footage. Nightmare scenario," end quote. Game Roll got up on X and also said, quote, "I generally don't know what's going to happen. If this leaker has a build of the game, which now looks like he almost certainly does, then this is incomprehensibly bad. If he's not stopped, it's pretty much inevitable that we're going to start seeing all kinds of GTA spoilers pop up. If anybody is still celebrating this crypto loser, then you need to give your head a wobble. Seriously," end quote. But they are still fearing the worst. So what's going to happen with GTA? GTA 6, I mean. Oh boy, this is going to get bad. We'll see what happens. Of course we will. Speaking of GTA, Games Hub was giving some players some help on how to cancel the GTA Plus. So how do you cancel it? Well, PlayStation 5 players can manage the GTA Plus directly through their PlayStation account. Xbox subscriptions are handled through Microsoft. PC players need to cancel through Rockstar Games, Steam's, or another storefront, depending on where they subscribe to it. So once you cancel GTA Plus, it will remain active until your scheduled billing date. You will not be charged again unless you resubscribe to recurring billing back on the next scenarios, or next sections, I should say, not scenarios. So, how to cancel on PlayStation 5. Open Settings menu, go to User and Accounts, select Account, choose Payments and Subscriptions, open Subscriptions, find GTA Plus on the list, and select Cancel Subscription. How to cancel GTA Plus on Xbox. Sign in to your Microsoft account, open Services and Subscriptions, find GTA Plus, select Manage. Choose the option to cancel the subscription or turn off recurring billing. PC, starting with the Rockstar Game Launcher. Open the Game Launcher, go to GTA Plus section, and select Manage GTA Plus. You can manage your membership directly via your Rockstar Games account. Once recurring billing is canceled, GTA Plus will remain active until your subscription period does expire. Epic Games, sign on the Rockstar Games account, linked to your copy of GTA 5, and open GTA Plus management page. Check to cancel and your active subscription. If it does not appear there, check the subscription and payment settings associated with the storefront used for the original purchase. If you purchased GTA Plus through Steam, open Steam settings, go to Account, select Account Details, Click on Manage Subscriptions under Store and Purchase History section. Find GTA Plus and cancel the subscription. Xbox app for PC. Sign into your Microsoft account. Open services and subscriptions. Find GTA Plus on the list. Select Manage. Choose the option to cancel the subscription. Turn it off for recurring billing. That is what you do. It's a long list, but that's what you do. Now we go to some hardware. And according to Engadget.com, just for you PC people, and if you're looking for better TVs, the Flip system might be used in the products ranging from the OLED TVs to VR headsets and displays. And that's what LG did unveil in the new OLED manufacturing breakthrough. This will allow some brighter, sharper, longer panels of any size. It's called Flip. FFM, LEM, or less innovative pixel pattering. And the new system eliminates the needs of the metal mask normally used for its fabrication. And it did show the innovation is possible, even established like OLED panels. So that could be there. Oh, did I say the Wolverine's got a headset? Yeah, it's $39.99 at GameStop. So if you want a Wolverine headset for your PlayStation, GameTradar.com, yeah, it's there. But you know, it's not just Wolverine. You could be playing James Bond, because right now via PushSquare.com, that game has just crossed the 4 million copies line. It sold 4 million copies, and it did. 007 First Light on X said, quote, 4 million copies sold since launch. Thank you for joining us on this journey and being a part of James Bond return to gaming. Well done to you. The Golden Idol Saga on Nintendo Switch now has a physical release. This comes from Super Rare Games, and they are partnering up with Color Gray Games and PlayStack for the Golden Idol Saga. The physical game release includes the complete Golden Idol story. Pre-orders for the Golden Idol Nintendo Switch physical release are open on August 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I did say Nintendo. Price is going to go up in the UK. I know usually it's good stuff at the end, but it's Nintendo. So they're going to go up via MyNintendoNews.com via £24. It previously retailed for £395.99, so £396. But now it's going to be up to £420. But we do get in with something good. Polygon.com gave us two free games via the Epic Store. Cardpocalypse is one, and the Albion Online Epic Mage Bundle is the second. The bundle itself has a full mage wardrobe, armored horse, mount skin, spell book, weapon skin, and guild customization for the wardrobe skins. This wolf mount skin, 400 community tokens, 3 scrolls of fame, 500 learning points, 10 adept focus restoration potions, and 10 adept tomes of insight. So you gotta have Albion Online to get it, but the add-on is still free. And that's a good thing, and all of you are good people. This has been a Dawnforge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, along with an update to the Race to World First. Until then, go play some video games, people.